Hello, you have tuned into Preaching with Pastor David Spencer. Listen, I am excited, I am humbled, I am honored that you chose to spend this time with me. I hope this message changes you and blesses your life.
Exodus 16:2-3. And it reads, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. I want to talk to you briefly from the topic, you are not yourself when you are hungry. You are not yourself when you are hungry. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for this moment. God, we thank you, God, that you saw fit to bring us here, God. And God, we love you and we adore you, God. You increase, God. Decrease me, God. Move me out of the way. Say what you want to say to bless your people, God. We love you and we thank you, God, that you are still concerned about us. And God, we thank you, God, that you're going to prick our hearts, prick our spirits, God, and just open up our minds to receive a word from you, God. We love you and we adore you. We thank you for who you are. It's in the name of Jesus that we say, amen. You are not yourself when you are hungry. Sometimes the challenges of today, it prompts us to take an excursion to our past. You know, be a student of your past, but do not become a prisoner of it. A trip to the past should be a brief visit to learn and reflect, but do not unpack your bags and live there. When facing the challenges of today, sometimes we retreat to our past, trying to convince ourselves that yesterday was easier and that somehow the sun was shining brighter and that yesterday didn't have its share of heartaches and pain. Sometimes we act like yesterday we had it all figured out. And to hear some of us tell it, we didn't have any problems at all on yesterday. Now, we've all been there listening to someone recount the details of an event or a story, and it all sounds really wonderful. But the problem is, you were there too, and you remember it differently. You both shared a similar experience, but you both have very different perspectives. People believe what they want to remember. They believe it how they want to remember it. And if you're not careful while trying to avoid the challenges of today, you will create a narrative, a false narrative, an alternate experience. You will remember a reality that doesn't exist. And you will believe a version of the history that didn't happen. Now, when today is hard, yesterday can feel easy. When today is hard, yesterday feels warm. When today is hard, yesterday sometimes feels better. The past can feel safe. It can feel familiar. But the reality is, when you live in the past, you stop moving forward. You stop making progress. You stop growing, and you won't get to the place where God wants you to be. Snickers, the candy bar. Their PR agency, in 2010, they took to market the campaign slogan, you are not yourself when you are hungry. I didn't realize it was around that long. The phrase highlighted a simple truth that hunger alters your personality. Hunger makes people irritable. Hunger makes them behave out of character. And sometimes it makes them even downright unpleasant to be around. The campaign's core message captures the frustration people experience when they are hungry. And I think it's true, because even now somebody
has Sunday dinner on their mind. And you're there already at the dinner table with your spoon and your fork in hand, and you're like, I hope this preacher doesn't take too long. And if I take too long, some of your attitudes will change toward me. So you are not yourself when you are hungry. And when we examine the text, we find the Israelites, they are at the desert. They are at the intersection of who they were and who they are destined to be. They are in transition, but they are frustrated. Why? Because they are hungry. Their lack of food and sustenance has caused them to take a trip to the good old days in Egypt. Now, because they are hungry, they want to be where they used to be. They want to be who they used to be. They want to live the way they used to be. And most importantly, they want to eat the food they used to eat. They go back to Egypt in their minds. Why? Because today they are hungry. But they forgot they were beaten in Egypt. They're hungry, but they forgot that they were second-class citizens in Egypt. They also forgot that their sons were murdered in Egypt. Moses himself was supposed to die as a baby in Egypt. The hunger now has their attention, and they have forgotten some important details about their past and about their journey. Now they are grumbling and not acting like they are God's chosen people. They are saved, but they want to forfeit their salvation in this moment of weakness. And because they are hungry, they are not behaving like the people God called them to be. Because they are hungry, they forgot it was God who heard their despairing cry and saw their need. They forgot it was God that met them right where they were and ripped them from the hands of their enemy. And instead of trusting God with their future, they tell Aaron, they tell Moses, and they tell God that they would rather go back to the place they had been delivered from. They had the audacity to open their mouths and release into the atmosphere that they would rather go back to Egypt. Why? Because they are hungry. Hunger has their undivided attention. And instead of trusting God, they decide to focus on their current situation. They decide to focus on the problem of today instead of believing his promise. They begin to focus on what they didn't have to eat instead of realizing God said, I will provide. They focused on what they desired instead of focusing on God. Hunger will cause you to act out of character. Hunger is a serious matter. And if you don't get your hunger, your appetite under control, your hunger will control your life. Now catch this. The Bible says we are drawn away by our own lust. Now lust is defined as a craving or a deep hunger. There are things from our past that we hold on to. We are hungry because we are feeding the wrong thing. We begin to feed our flesh instead of feeding our spiritual man. Now listen, we all need to pray a little longer and read our Bible a little bit more. We need to spend time with God and cultivate our relationship with him. Our spirit needs the right nutrients to keep us moving forward. Our spirit needs the right diet. You can't work out and want to see results. You can't work out and get results if you don't have the right diet. You have to make sure you are eating the right things because your hunger will cause you to lose what you got.
Now, I don't know the Israelites, you know, they had a natural hunger. But today I'm talking about a spiritual hunger. Some of us, we are experiencing a spiritual deficiency. And we are becoming depleted spiritually. We are hungry for the things that God has delivered us from. Now listen, I don't know what in your past you may be still longing for. I don't know what his or her name may be. I don't know who you're still texting. I don't know what the brand name is on the bottle. I don't know what you roll up in your free time. But I know God can shift your appetite. And listen, when God delivers you from Egypt, you have to make a decision to never go back. You have to fight to keep what you got. There are some things in Egypt that may have felt good. Everything in Egypt wasn't bad. I'm sure they had some good times in Egypt. But God is saying, I want to give you something greater. Don't let the things that you are hungry for cause you to miss God. And even while you are experiencing the desert season, don't let the challenges of life take you back to the things that you were delivered from. The Bible describes this action as a dog returning to its vomit. He said, when you go back to the things that you were delivered from, it's like a dog that spits up his food. And if you go back, you're just like that dog that goes back to eat his vomit. And just like this morning, I'm not talking about just you. It says we all have sinned and we all have fallen short of the glory of God. But that does not give us a license to keep on sinning. When you make that decision to follow Christ, you have to make that decision with your entire heart, your mind, and your body. And you have to say, God, I need you to shift my appetite. I don't want to hunger and thirst for the things that I used to be hungry for. Now, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. This means when God delivers you, you have to know that you have been delivered. And you have to believe that your deliverance is complete. Stay there and be who God has designed you to be. Stay there and be who God has called you to be. Called you to be. Leave the old things alone and leave them in the past and move forward and be who God has called you to be. Make up in your mind that I will never go back. I don't care how hungry I am today, I will never go back. The things I used to do, I won't do no more. The things I used to say, I won't say no more. The places you used to find me at, guess what? I can't go there anymore. The thoughts I used to have, the things I used to think, I can't be that person anymore. The people, the places, and all the things that I used to desire, I can no longer allow those things to have a hold on me. When God brings you out of Egypt, I don't care how hungry you get, stay out of Egypt. Make a decision to never go back. Listen, don't let the challenges of today, don't let the burdens of today change what you desire. What you wanted yesterday can't be the thing that you desire today. Your desire today should be to be obedient to God and to be pleasing in His sight. You are a different person. You are in a different place and you are going somewhere. Don't let
Your hunger calls you to miss what God has in store for your life. Listen, the food in Egypt, I imagine it was probably good. But listen, it was scraps. They ate what was left over and picked over by their master. And God says, even though this place is uncomfortable, you are moving, you're in transition, He wants to give you your own land that is flowing with milk and honey. And the Lord declares, He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And I'm here to declare, First Baptist, that your future looks bright. Listen, even when the circumstances seem uncertain and you seem like you are facing challenges, do not compromise who God has called you to be. Don't let your hunger consume you and cause you to go back to who you used to be. Be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And know that your labor is not in vain. We have to trust in God's promises. And if you do that, you will experience His blessings and find assurance in His provision for your life. You are not yourself when you are hungry. And so you got to starve those desires, those things that's not like Jesus in your life. You got to stop hungering for them. And it's hard to starve it if you're still partaking in it. So you have to decide, who am I in or am I out? God said, hot or cold? If you're lukewarm, what's He going to do? Spew you out. And so on today, you know, there's some things we all have seen. And we talked about it in Sunday school. We're wrapped in this flesh. So we all have some challenges. But don't let your hunger change who you are and stop you from getting to the place where God wants you to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, family. Thank you again for tuning in to Preaching with Pastor David Spencer. Listen, I hope something was said that changes your life. Until we meet again, I speak peace and blessing over you, your family, and everyone connected to you. Be blessed.